Nolte, Absurd Harassment Allegations Against No Time to Die Director Cary Fukunaga. By John Nolte on May 10, 2022. The screaming headlines claim No Time to Die director Cary Fukunaga faces sexual harassment and grooming allegations. Except he's not. Even if the allegations are true, nothing alleged comes anywhere near harassment or grooming. The McCarthyism of #MeToo marches on. Fukunaga is one of those insufferable male feminist directors. The virtue-signaling idiot who falsely accused Sean Connery's James Bond of being a rapist. The guy who made 007 a black woman just because. The hack who directed the shitty No Time to Die. And yes, he's been thrown into the same #MeToo reign of terror he helped perpetuate. But that doesn't change the absurdity of allegations that are not even allegations. This reminds me of what happened to Aziz Ansari back in 2018. Ansari, another insufferable male feminist, had his rising career crushed by a #MeToo allegation. Only it wasn't an allegation. It was a sob story from a woman who regretted having sex with Ansari. The reason the story destroyed his career had nothing to do with harassment or grooming and everything to do with exposing Ansari as a hypocritical jerk who treats women like meat. But treating women like meat who agree to be treated like meat is not harassment. It might be unsavory and lacking in chivalry. It might prove Ansari is a pig rather than the oh-so-progressive and sensitive gentleman he poses as. But within the realm of harassment, he did nothing wrong. What allegedly happened that night happened between consenting adults. That makes it no one's business. The same is true with Fukunaga, but now it's his turn in #MeToo's McCarthyite barrel. Last week, it all came apart when Fukunaga expressed his opposition to overturning Roe v. Wade on an Instagram post he appears to have deleted. Meanwhile in America, he wrote, "The Supreme Court is about to push us one step closer to war with ourselves, by legitimizing the war against women's rights." Well, one of the three women launching these non-allegations found that so hypocritical that she came out swinging. Rochelle Vinberg, a 23-year-old actress, accused 44-year-old Fukunaga of grooming and traumatizing her. Here's her video ripping him over the hypocrisy. She's angry because he poses as a good man who treats women with respect but says he treated her like shit and traumatized her. At the end of the video, she reveals his name. "He's literally dangerous, horrible," she says, adding, "He traumatized the shit out of me. I didn't want to be alive." In a separate post, she wrote, "I spent many years scared of him. Man is a groomer and has been doing this shit for years. Beware, women." By her own admission, though, she was 18 when she met Fukunaga, so he would have been 39 or 40. Well, if that's true, sorry, that's not grooming. You can't groom an adult. You can only groom a child. It's not grooming when you're over 18, it's seduction. After Vinberg's story went viral, twin sisters Hannah and Kaylin Loesch came out to support her with their own non-allegations. "Sharing our story in solidarity with Rochelle Vinberg, who was brave enough to speak up about her experience with Cary Fukunaga," begins the statement. "We were 20 when we met Cary Fukunaga." What follows is paragraph after paragraph of a 41-year-old man making a fool of himself, hoping to get a couple of adult twin sisters to jump into bed with him. After it became obvious he would not be able to seduce them, he moved on. Again, you cannot groom an adult. These women were adults. Also, again, none of these three women have alleged anything that rises to harassment. And despite the prevailing stupidity of the #MeTooTards who say different, there is nothing wrong with older men pursuing younger women. What are we, Puritans? And I say that as someone who is not attracted to young women, who's been blissfully married to an older woman for 33 years. But there's nothing wrong with old guys chasing young tail. It's human nature. And if a younger woman agrees to see an older man, what business is that of yours? It's none of your business, so shut the fuck up. Does Fukunaga sound like he can be a bit of a manipulative creep? A jerk who uses his fame, money, and celebrity to get laid? Yeah, he does. But that's not a crime. It's not harassment. It's not grooming. You had a bad experience with the guy. He wanted something different from what you wanted. Normal people call this a learning experience and move on. Welcome to the real world, ladies. As always, I reserve the right to change my opinion if more details are revealed. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.